Yes, what every fat bottom girl needs on a Friday or any day is a nice exotic leather seat to put that big rump in, like a fast car, something European. That's what fat bottom girls want.
Okay.
And I know it looks exciting to watch them pedal on bicycles, but what they really want is they want to prop their feet up and give those big biscuits a break. There goes Queen on the river. And the reason I make the car analogies is this. We got to do another exciting edition of Joe Thinks He Saw It. Okay. The way Joe thinks he saw it works like this. 766-9370.
What are you talking about?
Joe off air told me. He goes, yeah. He goes, hey, bro, remember that Bugatti Veyron? He goes, I saw it again in Roseville.
I saw it last night. I'm telling you, ask people to live up. They'll see it. It's a white one. There is one in there.
There is not a Bugatti Veyron in Roseville.
Bro, I would not make this up. I'm not kidding you.
And you're saying it's white.
Yeah.
What gave it away? What makes you think that it's a Bugatti Veyron? You read the badging and the words. You see the Bugatti B on it.
The badging, yes. And then you showed me the front of it. And because remember, we thought it was a different vehicle. I forget what the other car was you thought it could have been that looked a little bit like it.
Yeah.
With the front grill and all that. And then we looked at it, and I paid attention to it, and I saw it again. I don't see it often, but I've seen it probably three times.
I'm here to tell you.
I see it over by, in case anyone lives in this area, where I see it the most at is over where Lone Tree and Blue Oaks cross.
766-9370. Has anybody in the Roseville, Granite Bay, Folsom area seen a white Bugatti Veyron?
Or if you happen to be the man rich enough to own that, or woman, and you listen
even
to this
better
show, call us.
I want to talk to you. I just cannot believe that there's a Bugatti Veyron in the streets of the Sac Metro cruising around. And if, in fact, there is an owner of a Veyron in the area, why in God's green earth are you driving it on Thursday out and about? Are you going out getting groceries?
It's just weird. It just I didn't see who was driving it. But, you know, you see Ferraris. And you see Lambos.
Keep
I mean,
going.
You see all that stuff all the time.
Bentleys. You see the. I
saw a Bentley yesterday too, a white one.
Okay, that's fantastic. But when you talk about Bugatti Veyron, you've just jumped to the top of the ladder. The Ferraris and all the other stuff, that is at the bottom or mid rungs. When you see a Veyron, that is something that you don't even see at car shows. There's so little of them. They're so expensive. They're so hard to obtain.
You know what? It looks neat. It looks neat.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you a cooler car that's on the road right now that I see almost every day. And that's a new BMW. It's white, and it looks like some sort of a futuristic space car.
Oh, are you talking about that little electric deal that you see?
It is the coolest car on the road right now.
I know what you're talking about. 766-9370. I don't know what they call that BMW.
It is really neat looking.
But you did not see a Bugatti Veyron.
I promise you I did, brother. I wouldn't lie to you about that. I know what you're sought after, and if I could have got the camera phone out quick enough to snap a photo, I would have.
Yeah, what you saw was a Maserati.
I see those, too.
You saw something. I don't know what you saw, because I'm never with you. But Joe always comes and goes, I saw it again. It's almost like, for people out there going back in the day, American Graffiti. You remember? You remember who drove the T-Bird? You remember who that was? That was Suzanne Summers.
Oh, okay.
And Richard Dreyfuss. All throughout the movie, he kept seeing her in the white T-Bird. Was it white or red? I think it was white.
I can't recall.
And throughout the whole movie, he's taken off to go to college. The plane leaves. Oh, there she goes. She's out in the field. There goes Suzanne Summers in the T-Bird. Joe has this unicorn fascination that's fictitious of you seeing this car. It is not a Bugatti Veyron.
Anyone that lives in that area, it's so strange when you see it. I'll guarantee you, people have seen this person driving it around.
What's more strange is the blank phone bank here of no one calling 766-9370. That to me is the most perplexing thing, is that this car is out about in the streets of Roseville and Granite Bay, and no one else has seen it but you.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that no one else has seen it but me. They just haven't called this morning to say that they've seen it. But what if we could produce a picture? What if someone that lives in the burg could give you a picture of it?
In the burg?
Yeah, the little burg, Roseville's burg. The burg of Roseville and Granite Bay and Rockland. Because that's where I kind of think it is. It's somewhere, I don't know exactly which city this person lives in.
Uh-huh.
I would assume Granite Bay, right? That's the upper echelon.
Yeah, that enclave there is probably a higher income zip code or the highest in the area.
Maybe an El Dorado County thing. I don't know where the rich people live.
That was very racist. How do you know that someone doesn't live in Rio Linda that has it and they just go to the Galleria? You don't know that.
They very well could, because if they
sure
have one of those, they could have spent all their money on the car and not the
house.
They
got a big fancy garage and a little tiny house. 766-9370. I'm still waiting for the phones, and I still here they come now, because we are on a delay.
I'm telling you, dude. I promise you, bro. I'm not making it up. People have seen it.
I got to have verification on this. I want to see a photo. Someone out there.
I have no reason to make that up. I don't even think I could make a story like that up.
I don't think that you're lying about it. I just don't think that it's a Bugatti Veyron.
You think I'm seeing something different?
I think it's a different car. Yeah, I don't think you're lying about this thing that you've seen. I don't think that at all. I just think that it's something else. It's probably like a, who knows what goes through your mind. Joe always says
lot goes through my mind. It's what sticks. It's this.
He always has these crazy analogies. He's like, yeah, you know that one thing. It looks like this, but it's not like that. It looks like this. And you have to play these games with Joe all the time to try to figure out what it is he's talking about.
I got
about.
Real issues and problems, and I think we're all okay with that.
All right, let's go to Carlos here. This makes a lot of sense here, too. Carlos, what is it you think that Joe saw?
I believe it's actually a Bugatti, not a Bugatti Veyron, but a Nissan GTR.
Oh, Nissan GTR, okay.
Yeah, I believe you'll see those a lot more often because it does have the similar taillights, but it's a little bit more boxy, not round.
Yeah, I know what the GTR looks like. I'm looking at the Veyron, and I don't think that's what it is, but you think it's a, and to me, to a trained eye, a Nissan does not look like a Veyron at all.
Yeah, but look at where the GTR.
No, that does not look like a Bugatti Veyron.
But that's where the little B is on the Bugatti, though,
no,
right?
No, but the grille on the Bugatti Veyron is arched. It's almost circular. It's open.
It's crazy looking.
Nothing looks like a Bugatti Veyron. I love this. Tony, you claim you've seen the Bugatti.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen two of them. One is it's a black one or a dark colored one, but I saw the white one.
It's there.
And is it two tone? Is it white and gray?
You know, it's been a little bit. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to, you know, these cars. I'm more of a old school hot rodder. But I did. I saw it, and it was going towards Highway 80 on Eureka.
Whoever has it lives somewhere in that area over there. This is what it looks like. This is the round thing in the front. That's what that front of that car looks like.
I know what they look like, but okay. Let's go to this one, Mark. It says here you think you saw it.
Yeah, it's a crazy looking car. I've seen it twice. I live right there at the intersection of Blue Oaks and Lone Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also behind the that coffee bean place. You know, they've got normal Joe Schmo houses, but there's a guy right behind there that's got a brand new Ferrari. I don't believe it. Got a Joe Schmo house, but with a brand new Ferrari in the garage.
Is that the red one?
Yes.
That thing is sick too. I've seen that one driving around.
Yeah, is that the red one? Like 98% of all Ferraris are red.
Yeah, but I don't even know how many people could actually own a Ferrari in Roseville. There's probably only about three or four.
Well, as we're finding out, Ferrari, the affordable car, the hypermiler of the area, if people had Bugattis.
You should see the blue Lambo.
I got to see this car. If someone's out there, you're driving around, you see this white Bugatti, snap a shot of it, get a hold of us, and we'll hook you up with a huge Dog and Joe Show prize pack. We'll give you t-shirts.
Oh, yeah,
sure. We'll give you cash. I've got to see this car in real life, and even
better. Show it to him. If we could get the person who owns it to come down here and let you see it, that'd be killer, dude.
Now, see, Tim, he's on the phone, and this is what I showed Joe before, and this is what I think the car Joe sees in Roseville is. I think it's an R8.
You said, okay, that's the one that you said it looks like, but I'm telling you, it's not that.
It's an Audi. It's got to be an Audi. That's what I think it is, and those I see quite a bit. I'll see an R8 about every 2 or 3 months on 5, on 80, on 50, on 99. I do see those from time to time. Every now and again, I'll see one parked out at Lasher, down there right there at the Elk Grove Auto Mall. I've seen a couple up at the Roseville Auto Mall.
Mm-hmm.
I see these cars on occasion, and I think that's what you're seeing. If it is, in fact, a Bugatti, snap a shot. We'll give you a good prize pack, and then one better. Motion to the guy. And when he rolls his window down, ask him, one...
He's probably going to be so angry that I even said that it's in Roseville.
No, this is what I want you to ask him. Go, hey, could you give Dog from the Dog and Joe Show a ride? One, and then two, go, do you have any gray Poupon? That's what I want you to do. Yeah.
Dog and Joe, they turn their brains off on the weekends. Zoe Douch will notice the difference. The Dog and Joe Sat Show. Saturday morning, 6 to 10. On 93.7, The River.